Blog Talk Radio.
Vonda Guzman. Today is August the 6th, 2013. Yay! And we have a new moon today. Woohoo! Our call-in number is 347-205-9957. Again, 347-205-9957. And our chat room is open. So you're all welcome to come in and join with us today as we take a breath. Just always knowing the truth that this is the day that the law has made, and we can all rejoice and be glad and hang out in the energy and the love and the oneness and the strength and the beauty and the abundance of it all, and be glad. Just be thankful. Blessings of God chasing us down. And overtaking us daily. Woo! Thank you, Jesus the Christ. Thank you, our angels and our guides, all of the masters, everybody, whoever it is, you know that you know that you know. And all the ascended masters here walking with us. Thank you, the Holy Spirit of God, taking us from glory to an even greater glory. Woo, I'm excited about it today. Thank you. For all of the Life is So Beautiful listeners and family and friends all over this world, give us peace. Bring healing into our world and give us peace. Thank you, Valley Stewart, today coming to just be a blessing to all under the sound of her voice. Woo, I'm excited about that too. And I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve again. The Life is So Beautiful show and mission. I release this to my highest good and to the highest good of all concerned. And so it is. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Great Spirit. Thank you. Wow, we have birthdays today. And as you can see, I'm just excited. The weather's been real hot here, and then we had a real big storm and knocked down everything, and then it cooled off, and just been an exciting time here in Germany, too, and I just want to just send out blessings here as well, and all of my listeners all over the world. I love you all. And we have some birthdays today, still Leo season. We got Jürgen Peter here in Germany, bless you. Got Janice Fox Connie in Baltimore, Maryland, say la seed. We got Tiffy Danelli, Nancy Johansson. We got Kiki, what a name. Unta Kemp here in Germany. Sophia Wren, we have Sherry Dunn, Carly Jackson, Lacey Thompson. And again, my new friend Sherry, who's in Ghana, celebrating her 30th birthday. Blessings to all of you. This song is from me to you. Why? Because it's your birthday.
Because it's your birthday, well, I'm here to celebrate you. Because it's your birthday, you go on and have your way. I know today is your birthday. Make a wish, you will see it come true. Because it's your birthday, well, I'm here 'cause I love you.
It's wonderful to have birthdays. It's wonderful to see people happy. It's wonderful. It's joyous. And I am just celebrating today. Life is so beautiful. Well, my guest today, I'm celebrating, always excited when she's coming on too, Ellie Stewart, who has been for over 30 years experienced in health care. And Ellie discovered she was clairaudient in 1972 and has enhanced her abilities as a clairascendant and clairvoyant, and has studied metaphysical practices for over 25 years. Woo! Ellie has completed additional studies and certifications as a Healing Touch Certified Practitioner, Certified Advanced Practice Akashic Records Practitioner / Instructor, Certified Crystal Therapist, and Certified Clinical Aromatherapist. Also, in addition to training and various techniques, Ellie has participated in and spoken at various mind-body expos. Ellie currently runs a holistic wellness center called Pathways to Life in the Hyde Park area in Chicago. In addition to offering various healing modalities to clients and Akashic consultation readings, the wellness center offers an array of classes in spiritual and healing development entitled Living in the Invisible. In conjunction with the aforementioned certification, her formal educational credentials include a bachelor's degree in business management, a master's degree in health professions education, and completion of all required coursework for her doctorate in adult education. Amongst all of that, I must say I've had firsthand Akashic Records readings and, again, have shifted, and I mean shifted. And so, I don't know what you all came to do, but I came to get some more of what Ellie has. So please welcome with me my sister and my friend for her extraordinary gifts that she has in spiritual insights and sage wisdom, but also who carries the energy of love and humility in her practice, in her life, and in all that she does for all of us. Welcome with me, Ellie Stewart. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Vonda. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound great. You sound great. Good that you are here with us today. I really appreciate you coming back again. Thank you.
You know, I always enjoy participating in your show. I am so pleased to be here.
That's beautiful. And, you know, we talked and you said that we would open up today with a divine compensation meditation because this month is divine compensation. That's our theme for the month because by spirit, people are going to be divinely compensated. It's going on everywhere all over the world. So I'm going to turn it over to you to get right into your meditation, and then we will go from there. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that's perfectly fine. I'd like all listeners to bring their awareness within and allow yourself to scan through your body from the top of the crown all the way down through the lower part to the soles of your feet. And as you explore your inner working, I'd like for you to take notice of where you feel that stuck energy. And since this is Divine Compensation theme this month, I want you to identify the stuck energy that speaks out to you as lack. Lack can take on various forms, but energetically, it'll feel like, maybe a little, say, kind of like a ball that has crusty little bumps on it. Or it may feel like a ridge with edges that hurt to touch. Or it could even feel like a brick, all stored within the body. And now that you have located that within your inner working, I'd like for you to invite grace to come into the body and flow from the top of the crown all the way down, pushing lack out of the way. Very often, we don't even realize that grace is available to us. That grace is there for the asking. And the vibration of grace allows us to get momentum, to give us that catalytic energy, to pull us up out of the stuck mud that lack perpetrates. That's right. Let grace push lack completely out of your body, completely out of your inner dwelling. And it will feel like it's moving slowly, but it will gain momentum if you just allow it to. That's right. Now I want you to say hello to grace that is now residing inside of you. Grace will give you the momentum that you need to create whatever bounty your heart desires. Try it. Give grace a chance. Peace and blessings to you all.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you so very, very much. Wonderful. I'm staying with grace today. Wow. Thank you. Ellie, what does divine compensation mean to you?
Well, you know, divine compensation comes in all forms. It comes in many forms. You know, we usually think of compensation as a form of currency. But in this aspect, I'd like for us to understand compensation as an energetic exchange of equal value. And when we look at it from that standpoint, it simply means that what energy you put back or what energy you give out, you should receive that same energetic equivalent back. A lot of us become our own obstacle when we don't understand or realize how to receive. Remember, anything that you are experiencing, don't look on the outside of you to correct the situation. Look on the inside, because everything begins from the inner workings of you. So when we constantly have some sort of feeling about receiving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It makes it very difficult for us to generate. So, for instance, if someone comes to me for a service, for a reading, and I put no value on that reading energetically, the universe responds in kind. Oh, so you want to give your work away. Okay. And you find yourself in a quandary of, I'm constantly giving, but I'm not getting anything in return.
Hmm.
How many can identify with that?
Yes.
You know? And so when we are faced with issues of lack, the first thing we want to do is point the finger at someone or somebody else doing something to us. When if we just examine ourselves from within, we can almost pinpoint the time in which we gave the store away, so to speak.
Mm.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Is that what Jesus meant when he said, don't cast your pearls among swine?
Mm-hmm.
They'll come back and trample over you?
Mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that divine compensation, and I heard it by spirit, you know, and I was like, divine compensation? Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
awesome. I hope I'm in that number. You know,
well,
like,
sure, of course you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I said, I got to be in that number. You gave it to me. I got to be in there somewhere. So, and I looked up divine, and it said heavenly, celestial.
That's right.
And I was
That's
like,
right.
Whoa. And then I looked up compensation. It said something given or received as an equivalent for services, debt, lost, injury, suffering, lack,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And I think about the timing and what is going on in the energy of the universe now. And I hear by spirit so many people are about to get some divine compensation. So don't give up. So many people are about to get divine compensation. Don't give in. Don't turn away from your spiritual work. Don't turn away from love. Don't turn away from being patient. Don't turn away from giving. Don't turn away from letting your love flow and your wisdom flow through life and share with people every day. And I think I was thinking about Mandela today, you know, how that divine compensation came back and got him, you know, and that grace. And you had mentioned energetic exchange, and I like that too. Can you talk a little bit more about energetic exchange?
Well, energetic exchange is just roughly everything is energy. Your energy, everything that you do is created from energy. And so when there is something going on, there needs to be an energetic exchange for something. There needs to be something. You know, a lot of times people will they will do a service and they don't receive compensation that is suitable for the service that they're giving. And so, again, the universe recognizes that as you, the individual, not valuing the work that you do, so to speak. And that's where the records really come in handy, to help us with guidelines, to help us draw up plans. You know, you know, going into the records and really determining how you should run your business. You can do that, how much you should charge. Even I do that for my readings. I know when I first started off, you know, I started off doing the Akashic readings for one price because, you know, they were new. And I, even though I had been doing readings with crystals and the angel cards, this was something new, and people really had to gain momentum around the Akashic realm because they didn't really know too much about the Akashic realm. And so now, you know, I checked back with my records, and they say, okay, now start, now charge this. And so, you know, I consult, I consult my records for everything. You know, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you say that the records is new. It's new to a lot of people. And I was reading something the other day. Excuse me for interrupting you, but I had to get this out. I read something. I think his name is John Cage, and he wrote, "I can't understand why people are frightened of new ideas. I'm frightened of the old ones." And I just laughed and said, "My words exactly." You know. So
yeah.
Tell us. The audience about what is the Akashic Records. I want people to begin to understand this and to grab a hold of this so that we can shift and get into these next areas that are divinely there for us to get into and to not sabotage it, not forfeit it, but just be ready for it. And this is why I'm asking you to come on every month like this, because I feel that we need to, that you need to, you know, teach us. And this is just, that's what Spirit is saying.
Well, the Akasha is a Sanskrit word meaning primary substance. All that there is, the what we were formed out of. And it has everything in it from the beginning of time from which we know. So, for instance, if I go into the records and I can do a reading on someone, I can go back and see what past lives they have lived that is currently influencing their life right now. What energetic imprints have they brought forth? The Akasha is actually serves as a vibrationary depository of all that there is.
Mm.
And so when people go into the Akashic reading records, all readings, all work in the records, it is a healing because the energy is so fine. It is pure. It is a primary substance from which we are created. It is perfect. And that energetic imprint allows for the expansion of your consciousness as well. So when you give a reading, the energy comes down through the crown chakra, through the eighth chakra, all the way down, and it lodges right behind the heart chakra. And there is a transmission of energetic exchange between the heart chakra from you as the practitioner to the client who have come for consultation. And so the Akasha moves on the spoken word. So when it literally drops down behind the heart space, it also passes through your voice box, your vocal cords, and that is why you were able to start speaking the words that come out of that depository about that particular individual. Of course, we use, as I have instructed you, Vonda, we use the pathway prayer process that was created by Linda Howe, and she is my mentor. She is the one that has taught me everything that I know. And I've had some different experiences in the records as well. Basically, that energetic presence that comes through is a healing energy. So every time we go into the records, we are actually receiving a healing, just being in that vibration.
Yeah.
It's very strong.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I believe that's what makes the Akashic Records different, because it cleans up certain issues. I mean, you've said that you use for your work, and of course, I'm, you know, got my classes, and I do, you know, mostly all of it with myself, you know, just getting used to listening, getting used to hearing. And I can truly tell you that every time I go into the records, that, I mean, I get the vibe, I'm in the vibration, but I get answers, and they're real answers. They're not, you know, and throughout the time, it just unfolds to me. And it has cleaned up some issues, you know, in my life. And, you know, the biggest one was when, you know, you read that, my Akashic Records, about in another life, you know, having this situation about that money stuff. And, you know, the reason why I was always kind of like pushing it away, or not really, you know, letting it all come in or giving it away. And since you read that, my records, I mean, that is completely gone, completely gone out of me. My whole consciousness about money has changed. And for me, is somebody on the speaker or something? Because now I'm getting a feedback. Okay, watch the speaker. So for me, that's important, that was cleaned up, because it helps me. It has helped me to move forward. And then some other things around my work, like you say, and I go into the records, and it has really shifted and moved and smoothed out some things in my work situations, as far as my music or singing or whatever I'm doing, or if I have a client or something. Mm-hmm. Everything is much smoother. I have more wisdom and more guidance when I'm dealing with myself and when I'm dealing with others. So to help people understand that, you know, it's just our consciousness and the consciousness of many lifetimes that we often bring certain things back in with us when we come back in. And some things we just no longer serves us. And it would just be grace for us to get a session to clear up those issues. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, it's and I will just say this, you know, when we do past life work, when we get to the originating issue of a circumstance, it is almost as if our soul cannot be contained, because we know truth when we hear it.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you say, you know, it was, you know, once I started giving you what I was seeing and hearing, you recognize it almost immediately. You know, sometimes I can't even believe, you know, what I'm seeing. You know, I see a lot of different things. I hear a lot of different things. And I used to kind of think, boy, I'm going to say this. And, you know, I may think that it's just totally, oh, my goodness, no way. But the individual finds they can relate to it. And so that's why, you know, it is definitely a practice. It's good to hear that you're using the records for your own spiritual development and empowerment, because that is really how you should really be using the records, not only just doing readings and helping people and healing people, helping people to have a spiritual healing, but helping people to understand where their personal power lies. That's how records can really be utilized on a daily basis, as well as, you know, I know people who go into their Akashic records just to do a meditation. It heightens the sense of meditating. So there are numerous ways that you can utilize the records in your everyday life.
Yes, and today when we got on just a couple of minutes before the show, and I told you, I said, okay, I've got to close my records, you know, and you know, because I was in them for about 20 minutes just before the show. And I tell you, I just look forward to it. I look forward to getting in the records just before the show, because the vibration that I carry, you know, it's not anything where I'm apprehensive about anything, but I can just go with the flow, you know, and it's a good feeling. What we're going to do is Ellie said she would do a couple of mini readings, but Ellie, the book is available. Would you suggest that if anybody, you know, is, you know, kind of wanting to but not so sure to, you know, frightened about the new things, scared to let go of the old, maybe that they could get the book? It's by Linda Howe. How do you spell her last name?
Yeah, her last name is spelled Howe. First name is Linda. And the title of the book is How to Read the Akashic Records, Accessing the Archive of the Soul and Its Journey. And you can find the book on Amazon if you buy from Amazon, or if you buy from Abe's Books, that's A-B-E, you can find the books there. I believe you can get it on Kindle as well.
Oh, beautiful. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break, sweetheart. We're going to come back and take some callers. So you have to push one, and we'll take your call when you come back, and you can speak to Ellie. Let her talk to you, and let the records speak to your heart. Then we're going to play a song today called Let Go, because if I hadn't let go some of that old stuff, I wouldn't be here today. So this is my version of that song I wrote. Got to let go and let God. Remind me of Jesus saying, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. They'll bust open, and everything, you lose that wine. So you don't want to lose that wine. You don't want to lose your mind. So let's be open. Let's get ready to receive. Ella, you ready to take some calls? We got a couple of nice callers here today.
Oh, sure. Always ready.
Okay, we're going to take caller, area code 504-344. Been here with us since we started here. Let me see. Okay, are you in? Hello, hello.
Yes, hi, Vonda. This is Debbie from New Orleans.
Hi, Debbie. So nice to have you with us from New Orleans, my place, honey,
yes.
My stomping ground. So how are you today?
I'm good. I am good. I'm very interested in the Akashic Records, so I was sure to tune in when I saw that you were having your guest on.
Well, great. Now talk to Ellie and let her get ready to give you a little mini reading, and then anything else you need from there, you can contact her. Ellie, here's Debbie.
Okay. Hi,
hi,
Debbie.
Ellie.
Hi. Okay. Hi. Now, the way that I enter the records is utilizing your name as it is on your driver's license. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Okay, so what is your complete name?
It's Deborah, Deborah.
Uh-huh.
And Rouse, Rouse.
Rouse?
Like mouse with an O.
Rouse.
Right, like house, mouse.
Oh, yeah. But it's Rouse, it's an R.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so do you have a middle initial?
Well, this is funny. I put an S on my license because my mother and father both named me different things for my middle name.
Oh, okay, but on your license there's an S as in Sam, correct?
Right.
Okay, so we're going to go with that. How about that?
That's fine.
Okay, and so what I do is I read the pathway prayer. Part of the prayer I say out loud, the other part I say silently, but you will know that the records are open when I announce the records are now open. If you'll give me just a second or two, sometimes they download information to me right away, and
okay.
I can tell you what I am seeing, and you can let me know if that relates to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here we go. And so we do acknowledge the forces of light, asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us. O Holy Spirit of God, help me to know Deborah in the light of the Akashic Records, to see Deborah through the eyes of the Lords of the Records, and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the Masters, teachers, and loved ones of Deborah have for her.
You still there?
Yes.
The record's now open.
Okay.
So, Deborah, you know, it's funny that you are calling me today because I read another person last night with the same last name.
Really?
And that is not a common name.
No,
not
it's
at
not.
All. And that's why I had to, that's why I took a second, because I didn't think I was hearing correctly.
That's bizarre.
And I am so blessed to be in your records. I feel a very, very smooth energy. And what I am hearing from your master's teachers and loved ones is that they are so glad that you have chosen to come into the records and have a sampling, because you already know that you are already very gifted, but sometimes you let your own doubt cloud what you are getting. You know, you second guess yourself a little bit here now and again. Are you? Can you elaborate on that for me, Deborah?
Oh yes, I that would be a block for sure. Intuitive and born healer, so I'm not really sure how to use all that yet.
Becoming
a little clairaudient, and that's about, I guess, what someone said. I'm a crystal healer, but I don't know anything about that.
Well, it's pretty much what they are showing me is that you can choose whatever it is that you really want to do, whatever you are led to do. Don't just let what other people say be your guide. They want you to start really stepping up to your inner voice and acknowledging that it is really there and you are living your life accordingly. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. The thing, money scares me too, like Wanda was saying, you know, just the life is so uncharted, or it's so creative that it's not, it scares me as far as money.
Yeah, and that's understandable. And what you have to really do is you have to just surrender to that inner guide and let that guidance guide you through that process. You know, what I am offering people here in Chicago are like workshop sessions where they can come in and work in their records to find their power, their point of power or their empowerment, and how they should be utilizing what they have from within, how they can utilize that to be of service to other people. And I think what it is once you decide that you want to really be in service for other people, the people are going to show up at your door, Deborah. But it comes, you know, it's kind of like you're sitting there on the fence. Like what I'm seeing is like you are sitting on a bench, and one, your right foot is out and you're testing the water, and you just have to declare it, because nothing can happen until you voice what it is that you want and know and speak from your point of power. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
So I would suggest, what I would suggest for you is, if you have not gotten the book, why don't you get the book and read the book? And open, see, you can open up your own records. I can feel the energy over your crown right now. And
okay.
So it's not a problem of you getting in. The problem is you accepting the call. And you have not made up your mind that you want to serve.
Well, can I, the reason... I was told that I had to make a choice, and I'm not sure if this is correct or not, between this or, you know, having it all, so to speak, that you could have a personal life, like a family, a husband, you know, all that stuff, like that I would have to make a choice between the two. Is that correct?
No.
No.
Okay. Or two no's.
Wow.
I
no.
keep getting
I,
that.
I
have two choices to make.
I have a family. I have kids. I have, you know, all of the above.
But this is how I'm choosing to serve.
Okay.
And I'm choosing to help other people identify who they are. And
okay.
That doesn't mean that I'm not going to have a family or a loved one in my life or significant other. That doesn't mean that I have to give all of that up. Now, you know, I choose my, you know, my friends according to their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm not trying to be around a whole bunch of people who vibrationally are not in the same frame where I am.
Okay.
So, you know, if maybe that is what the person means, you know, because I'm not trying to, you know, it's just like when people are consumed with the fear of lack, I'm not trying to be around and have for my mate a person who can only focus on lack.
I know what you're saying, exactly.
Okay, so I mean, you know, vibrationally, as your vibration raises and as you start to clear out situations from your Akashic record and clear through all of that stuff that has been hanging on from various past lives, your vibration shifts, your thought patterns shift. A lot of the old fears and concerns that you would normally have, you won't have them anymore. And once the vibration shifts, other things will shift.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
They will shift and they will heal. And when that vibration takes hold of you, a lot of things that used to be won't be there anymore.
Won't be anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, it's almost like, you know, I used to like to watch television. So I still like a good show. But, you know, now what I really enjoy is watching some of the cooking shows. But I don't get caught up in all of those different programs. I have a few things that I watch. And then if they aren't vibrationary, if they're not adding to my benefit some sort of a way, I just don't have any need for them.
Mhm. I understand totally that. I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could discuss that with you a little further, but I don't want to get into a lot of your personal information.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely will probably call you then. It's very interesting. This is my first time in the Akashic.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm glad your first time was with me. Thank you so very much. I feel very blessed and honored.
Thank you so much, Ellie.
Thank you.
Thank
Debbie.
You, Vonda.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And she'll leave all the information for you to get in touch with her, okay? And please do that and get your personal reading. Okay, and thank you so much for calling in and being brave enough to say I'm ready to move on a little bit more, okay?
Thank you, Vonda.
All right, God bless you. Ellie, you're going to close her records, and then we got another caller here we're going to take on. Thank you, blessings.
Okay, yes, I'm going to close her records. I would like to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their love and compassion. I would like to thank the lords of the Akashic Records for their point of view. And I would like to thank the Holy Spirit of Light for all knowledge and healing. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed.
Amen.
Amen. The records are now closed.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Who do we have
next? All right. We have a 661 number, 748. Okay. We're calling. Hello.
Hello.
661 748. Hello. Hello. Who's calling?
Hi. It's Cynthia.
Cynthia, hey, glad you were able to get in. Glad you're able to get in. Okay, this is my girlfriend, Cynthia, here, Ellie. So, Cynthia, talk to Ellie. We have about 10 minutes.
Okay, hi, Ellie. Real quick, I was interested in this when Vonda mentioned, and when in listening to the show tonight, about when you're trying to get in records, it might help you to move forward. And there's an issue that for me, I have been stuck in for quite a while. And it's like, I know what I need to do, but for whatever reason, I can't bring myself to do it. It's like, I'm at the edge of a pool. I want to jump in the water, but I just can't get my feet to lift up off of the side of the pool. So I've been sort of, in one respect, kind of stagnant, which is trickled into other areas where I'm not moving forward. But I don't know if there's something you can tell me from the Akashic Records that might help me understand or help me to propel myself forward so that I can not continue to try to move forward while looking back.
Yes. Okay, Cynthia, what is your name as it is on your driver's license?
Cynthia Renee Jordan.
Jordan?
Yes, J-O-R-D-A-N.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go into your records right now, okay?
Okay.
And so we do acknowledge the forces of light asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us, O Holy Spirit of God. Help me to know Cynthia in the light of the Akashic Records, to see Cynthia through the eyes of the Lords of the Records, and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the Masters, teachers, and loved ones of Cynthia have for her. The records are now open. So what I'm seeing right now, initially, Cynthia, what I'm seeing is like a ridge. And in that, you know, the ridge is not, when we think of hills and ridges and stuff like that, we always see grass or greenery around there. But this ridge is actually covered with like fog or smoke or something of a white substance, and there is a door right in front of it, and it's almost as if the ridge is separating you from walking through the door.
Okay.
What I'm feeling right now is that you have just been really beating up on yourself. You are stuck in so much judgment of your life and your affairs and why you can't get unstuck. You've kind of like dug yourself down deeper into that crevice or that hole that's holding you there because... You know, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like you are putting yourself in front of all of your hopes and dreams. You are placing yourself there as the obstacle. And it's almost like if you can just remove yourself from standing there, you would be able to walk through the door and all would be fine. But the reason you can't move is because the judgment is just so heavy. It's like quicksand.
Okay.
Okay. So I want you to try something. I want you to try saying the word, of course.
Of course?
Yeah. I want you to try saying the words, of course I did that. It was the best idea I had at the time. Of course I did.
Of course. Okay.
Of course I did that. Because, see, here's the thing. As a human being, we have been taught that we are infallible, when actually, you know, we're just humans. And, you know, things happen. And instead of accepting that something has occurred, we beat up on ourselves. And you've got it down to a science.
Okay, my mother would agree with you 110%.
So I would. I don't want to get into too much personal stuff right now. But
okay.
if what I am saying is resonating with you, I believe that I can help you find your way through this.
Okay. Well, it definitely resonates. It's so what you just in the little snippet of what you've revealed to me is so it's dead on. Yeah,
okay.
I do that. Yeah. So.
Okay.
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 We
so
will have
then,
to talk
Ellie,
more.
excuse me. Would you close her record so that you can give people your information so they
sure.
can get in touch with you, sweetie?
Sure,
and thank you, Cynthia, for being brave enough to even attempt this. I mean, I've talked to you about it about 3-4 hours, but anyway, that's okay.
Well, thank you, Rhonda, and thank you, Ellie, so much. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your time.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
I would like to thank
and she's
the
a beautiful, beautiful person. So, get ready, honey. Get ready.
I would
okay.
Love to thank
I
love the for their point of view, and I would like to thank the Holy Spirit of Light for all knowledge and healing. The records are now closed. Amen. The records
Amen.
Are now closed. Amen. The records Amen. Are now closed. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Ellie, for this extraordinary show today, for the time, for the gift. For the sharing. And the one thing I always love about you is that you have each individual at heart when you come in, when you're dealing with people. And I tell you, I'm just thankful that God hooked us up together and you got me through that, whatever that money thing was. And
yeah.
I'll ever, ever have to go back there again. So I say to people, don't be afraid to look at things about your life. Because we bring it in, but we don't have to keep it. We don't have to, you know, no more than the ego would like for us to hold on to that. Don't give it up, you know. But if you just can humble yourself a little bit before God, you will really get some great blessings. And Ellie is a great blessing. Ellie, thank you so much. Please give everybody your information.
Sure.
How they can find you.
My phone number is 773-216-9882, or you can reach me through my website, which is www.pathways2light@gmail.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. We are all spiritual revolutionaries. We are human beings, but we're really spiritual revolutionaries. And it's time for us to just want to go all the way. So I bless you. I love you. Big hugs and kisses. Thank you for coming, those that are just coming in every week and listening in and growing. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Nadir. Thank you so many people that are coming in. I bless you. I love you. And again, thank you, Ellie. Don't forget, we're spiritual revolutionaries, and life is so beautiful when we know the truth about ourselves.